This is JIS News. Coming up, $61 million solar energy plant to be built in Clarendon, 15 schools to be retrofitted with solar panels, and cabinet subcommittee appointed to spur growth. The news in detail after this message.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival, Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Now the news. More than 20,000 Jamaican homes are expected to be powered by renewable energy to be generated from a $61 million solar electricity plant being built in Content District, Clarendon. Electricity produced by the 20-megawatt plant will replace approximately 3 million gallons of fossil fuel per year. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the project represents government's commitment to energy diversification.
A solar energy facility of this scale is a first in this region. The investment in this non-traditional energy source is significant for a number of reasons. It is sound business and a welcome new economic activity. It is expected to employ some 60 persons in its construction phase.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony in Clarendon on Thursday. She says the project is moving the country another step closer to achieving the energy policy objective of having at least 15% of its energy mix coming from renewable sources by 2020. 15 primary and secondary schools across the island are to be retrofitted with solar energy panels before the start of the new academic year in September. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Energy, Hillary Alexander, says 3 government agencies will also be retrofitted. The project is being carried out by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ.
It's valued at around $60 million, Jamaica. The first set of components have already been imported. They are being cleared now.
Ms. Alexander was speaking with GIS News following the recent launch of a graduate internship program at the PCJ office in New Kingston. The schools were selected in collaboration with the Ministry of Education following assessments of the level of energy consumption at the institutions as well as the viability of solar solutions. Collectively, the systems should provide 232 kilowatts peak power, which equates to about 344,000 kilowatt hours per year. This will result in savings of more than $16 million per year on the public sector energy bill. Cabinet has established a subcommittee to strengthen the link between the government and the private sector in an effort to foster activities that will spur economic growth. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is actively taking a collaborative approach with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, and other private sector stakeholders in order to generate innovations that can yield transformational growth in the country's economy.
One particular measure that we are going to seek and following discussions with the PSOJ is to see how we can bring not only the PSOJ, but other critical stakeholders into this process. We will only move forward as a country if we recognize the value of collaboration in all the various facets of what we do.
The Growth Agenda Subcommittee will also oversee activities pertaining to public sector transformation and public investments, which are also expected to drive growth. The finance minister was speaking at a PSOJ annual economic forum on Tuesday. And Jamaican ambassador to the United States, Stephen Vassiani, will be demitting office at the end of his 3-year contract on July 17. Ambassador Vassiani, who is also permanent representative to the Organization of American States, OAS, has opted to return to academic life at the university level. In a release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller thanked the ambassador for representing and promoting Jamaica's interests at the highest level in Washington over the past 3 years. She says under his stewardship, several diplomatic initiatives were undertaken to enhance and strengthen relations between Jamaica and the U.S. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, is also commending Ambassador Vassiani for his sterling and dedicated service. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.